Jesus taught us to live. He said a fig tree with no figs is not living. But Jesus taught us to live. He taught us to live our life as complete and wonderful as we can. Jesus taught us to live. The Bible story days of Jesus were quite exciting. They were quite wonderful, and yet they were quite normal. They're just like the days are today. They're just like we are today. The people in the Bible are just like you and me. And the people are always doing things just like you and I, always having fun, always being ourselves, and always living. But Jesus taught to live. That's the most important thing that we could do with our lives. And you say, how natural. What else could we think of doing than to live? That's what the world is all about, to live, to be in happiness, to be in fullness in everything we do. How do we do that? How do we live in happiness and fullness in everything that we do? Well, as he said to the fig tree, if you have no figs, you're not living. Now, I doubt that Jesus could use profane words or that he could speak unkindly to a tree, but he did say that the tree's purpose was to raise figs, and if it had no figs, it had no purpose. You and I have a purpose too. What is it, our purpose? Are we raising figs? Well, no, we're not a fig tree. We are a human being. We are a divine being. Now, if we are a human being, that's wonderful. That's exactly what everybody else, a human being is exactly what everybody else is. But the thing is, are we really a human being? What did the master teacher teach us to say? He taught us to think that we are God. He taught us to think that we are divine. Yes, divine. And then he showed us all the ways that we are divine, all the ways that we are glorious, all the ways that we are good, all the ways that we are something supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. He taught us all the ways that we live in our life and live in our world and do things that are beautiful and good. What sort of things did Jesus teach his disciples? He taught his disciples to not worry about life. For the lilies of the field, how glorious they are, and they do not worry about where their food comes from, they do not worry where the rain comes from, they do not worry of where their goodness comes from. They just are that which is within them, radiant, beautiful, and good. And he taught each one of us to be radiant, beautiful, and good. He taught us to listen to that divine presence within, to listen to that divine self we are in us. He said, the Father is within you. The Father is within each of us. And as we turn to that Father, that presence, that reality, that allness that's within us, everything works out in divine order. And then our purpose for living, our purpose for being, is manifest so beautifully. What is your purpose for being? What is your purpose for living? Is your purpose for living to be a divine human being or to be a divine being? We are taught by the master teacher to remember why we are here. Remember why we are born. Are we born to be the finest human beings ever to be able to be? Are we born to be the most intelligent, the most wise, the most loving, unconditionally loving being that ever walked the face of the earth? And all of those answers are no. We are here to remember that we are divine. We are here to remember that we are the ideal beings right now. We are the ideal. Be ye perfect, even as is your Father which art in heaven. Such words the Master spoke to us. And we go around proclaiming, I'm only human. Is this what we want to do? Be ye perfect, even as is your Father which art in heaven. And where is heaven? He taught us that heaven is within each one of us. He taught us that We go to the kingdom within, and there we will find the King. There we'll find the Father. There we'll find the presence. There we'll find our reality. There we'll learn how to live. And as the fig tree produced its fruit, it produced its figs, it produced its glorious figs as food, as an essence for all beings, there you and I will find our divinity, and how divine that is, and how wonderful that is. And we will say, man, this is living. Now, how is it to live divine? When you live divine, you do not ever think that you have not done what you are here to do. When you live divine, you know that you are being yourself and having fun at all times. For to be divine is to live the fulfillment of your divine reality. And that means being the all is. You think your thought, that's part of being divine. But every thought you think is divine. Every thought you think is purposeful, is wonderful, beautiful. Every thought you think is a thought that is radiant and glorious. Every thought you think is a thought that it manifests itself in some fantastic, glorious way. And that is only too true. Because this is our reality. This is the essence of who we are. Every day of our life, we can remember the Bible story is the Bible within us. For within us is the greatest, grandest Bible that could ever be written. We're not expected to live according to the teachings of the Old and the New Testament. We're not expected to live according to the teachings of someone who has gone before us. We're expected to live according to the teachings of the divine that is within us, the Father that is within us, the essence of all that is within us. And when we do that, how glorious we feel. Jesus taught to live, and he lived. He walked among the people on earth, and as he did, wherever he went, he found whatever it was that he chose. He wanted a place to meet with his disciples, and he sent them ahead and said, tell them I would use their house to eat and sleep and drink and play and talk with my people. And when he went to that house, it was lavishly provided with all the food he could want, with all the couches he could want, with all the places that he could want for him to share with his disciples. Now, why did Jesus just always live sharing with his disciples in a beautiful house, in a beautiful place? Because he was teaching them how to bring it forth. He brought it forth for them as an illustration. He brought it forth for them as a demonstration of using principle, of saying whatever it is that he chose for himself, it was there. And when the devil took him up on the high hill and told him, I will give you all of this. This all belongs to you. This all will be your kingdom. And Jesus said, it already is. It already is. And when you and I can come to the conclusion to know that Jesus taught to live and to know that it already is, we will seek no further than the divine within ourselves. We'll seek no further than the reality of all of life in us. And as we seek the reality of life within us, we will find the divinity of all within us. We'll find that every thought we think is an illustration of where our recognition of our divinity is. So today, proclaim to yourself, as I do to myself, Jesus taught to live, and I live. I go to the Father within and find that it's me. I go to the presence of the divine within and find that it's me. And I am so lovingly grateful, so lovingly aware that Jesus taught to live. And I bear fruit of the life that I live now and forevermore. That's me. And I love it. And I love it. And I love it.